Building and fire code rules should be relaxed to allow emergency shelters to remain open to meet needs throughout the province, Union of BC Municipalities delegates voted September 19. A resolution put forward by the City of Nanaimo said many communities are experiencing a crisis-level influx of homeless individuals and the existence of emergency shelters is critical to addressing the safety of people experiencing homelessness. However, the resolution said, due to the urgent nature of the need and the lack of suitable building stock in many communities, emergency shelters are frequently operating from buildings that do not meet the major occupancy classification requirements of the BC Building Code, nor the requirements of the BC Fire Code. That conflict, the resolution said, places local governments at risk of incurring liability if they do not enforce the codes and risking shutting down emergency shelters if they do enforce the codes. Leads to inequality. Nanaimo County. Hillary Eastmuir said the city has had to spend significant amounts of money to get shelters up to code standards. And, she said, BC Housing, the government's housing arm, has offered no funding support. Fort St. John Mayor Lilia Hansen, however, said the province could find itself on slippery ground if it begins allowing variances for one group in need, and not another. She said compromising on safety is not justified. Having different standards for different buildings leads to inequality, she said. But, said Victoria Cowan. Susan Kim, the door to such variances is already open. And, Kim said, the issue is about helping people who are sleeping on the streets. I think it's reasonable, she said.